You are listening to Radio 1190. Come on, you guys. We can do this all at once.
Oh, okay.
Radio 1190.
I don't think I'm in there.
Let's try it like Crosby, Stills, and Nash here. Radio 1190.
KVCU.
Boulder, Colorado.
It's 6 o'clock.
It's KVCU.
On the AM dial.
You are listening to Route 78 West for you guys that are still listening.
I'm Doc Martin. That's Danny behind the board and Uncle Jeff.
And
on my right and your left, if you're looking at your radio.
And here's some more steel guitar for you.
All right. We're having a party.
In the floor this Christmas, when old Santa comes my way, all my friends will be merry Christmas, but for me just another blue day. Old Santa may drop by this year to help me light my tree, 'cause he knows that I'm still blue. I know he'd like to help me, dear, and bring you back to me, but there's some things that Santa just can't do. I'll be thinking of you this Christmas, decorating my tree with tears. I'll be walking the floor this Christmas like I've done for so many years. Old Santa may drop by this year to help me light my tree, 'cause he knows that I'm still blue. I know he'd like to help me, dear, and bring you back to me, but there's some things that Santa just can't do. I'll be thinking of you this Christmas, decorating my tree with tears. I'll be walking the floor this Christmas like I've done for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Push a button. Turn a dial. There you go.
I got a mic. All right. Hey, we're having some fun here. We just turned the boards over to Vagabond DJ Danny, and we're going to play musical chairs here and cause ourselves all kinds of grief. But we're having a lot of fun today, playing you fun stuff that we think has some merit here in the whole pantheon of new releases and old releases this year. I don't know. I'm trying to be like Loki and talk a whole lot without saying
anything. Oh, no, you're doing fine. You haven't said a word.
It was the eggnog. Honest officer, I only had some eggnog. Right now we got to talk about a few things. We had Ernest Tubb there doing Walking the Floor Over You this
Christmas.
That was
amazing.
And that was a sweet one. That's on a Rhino LP I've had. Danny's telling me that's out of print, and that's a crime. But right before that, you had a nice set of stuff, Danny. Why don't you tell the folks?
Well, that was Bloodshot's resident steel guitar player, John Rahaus. And he's put out a record before. You could only get through mail order and that good thing, but it did so well. This one's available in the stores. John Rahaus's Steel Guitar Rodeo, and that song was Widowmaker. A real nice one there. And before that, a band from North Carolina called the $2 Pistols.
Because it's hotter than a $2 pistol.
There you go. This is called Hands Up, and I picked a song that had some nice steel guitar on there. Just for Jeff.
And that, you know, I really did like that steel. That was nice on that, Danny. So.
Track called Running with the Fools. And we started off with another band that all three of us agree on, the Sadies.
You know, Sadies, they got that spaghetti western thing, but they're also playing some English rock in that country mix. And that was Northumberland. what was that called? Northumberland West, yeah. And that's kind of a lift off the old Byrds Nashville West, which was a Clarence White thing that was a bluegrass tune. So for you guys that listen to those other kinds of music, you might recognize that riff.
And what are we listening to right now, Jeff?
Well, we got it up nice and loud in the background, and I think we're going to shut up in a second and really listen to it. It's John Neff. He's playing in one of my top 10 records. I think it was like 6 or 7. It's Japan Cakes, and the record was Waking Hours. And we were laughing earlier. This is one of these records you can listen to dinner music with all kinds of folks. You can listen to it while you sleep. You can listen to it when you get up. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it at work. And every time it reveals something else, it's all instrumental, some chambery stuff like this. But the main thing that ties it together is John Neff, who plays this really great pedal steel. And he's going to play you in the track right after this in his band, the Starroom Boys, that Danny brought in. So listen to this, and if you can't take this, we're back on track shortly. See ya. Thank you.
taking lessons and proving people wrong. At least that's what I told myself when you came back along. If it had been the first time, or you waited for a while, but this thing must be going out of style. I don't know why you choose me for your funny little game. The rules are always different, but up when you call me on the phone. Well, I guess I just can't stand to be alone. Oh, I can't stand to be alone. I have decided it must be. Why else would I be waiting here when you come calling? Tell me you are coming home to stay. I'm like a piece of string you tie your finger with one day, and remember just in time to pull the knot and throw away. I don't know.
Jay was at the movies in December 41. They announced it in the lobby, what had just gone on. He drove up from Birmingham back to the family's farm. Thought he'd get him a deferment. There was much work to be done. He was a family man, even in those days. But Uncle Sam decided was needed anyway. In the South Pacific, over half a world away, he believed in God and country. Things was just that way, just that way. Watch The Sands of Iwo Jima, starring John Wayne. Every year in June, George A. goes to a reunion of the men that he served with and their wives and kids and grandkids. kids. My great uncle used to take me, and I'd watch them recollect about some things that I could not comprehend. And I thought about that movie, asked if it was that way. He just shook his head and smiled at me in such a loving way, as he thought about some friends he will never see again. He said, I never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima. Jay's still doing fine, especially for his years. He's still living on that homestead in the house that he was born in, and I sure wish I could go see him today. He never drove a new car, though he could easily afford it. He just buy one for the family, take whatever no one wanted. He said a shiny car didn't much after all the things he'd seen. George A. never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima. George A. never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima.
So we believe. Wine and women, women, wine. They I'm my daddy's rising sun, the world in front of me.
That is Patterson Hood here on Route 78 West, and he is the lead singer of the Drive-By Truckers, but he put out this record this year, a solo disc called Killers and Stars. He did it for, you can appreciate this, therapy.
Yeah, let's listen to a little background stuff.
Oh, sorry,
here.
There.
Oh, that's it.
There we go.
It's
there.
Real quiet.
There we go.
Hey, we're having some fun with this thing. That Patterson Hood, you guys, definitely is the main man in Drive-By Truckers, and it's his vision, I think. It's steering all. They got three great songwriters in that band, so it's pretty cool. I like hearing these demos like that, and it's kind of fun when an artist will just put it out and try not to gussy it up.
Did two tracks in his kitchen back in 2001, and somebody was smart enough to say, let's put that out.
There you go.
And before that was the Drive-By Truckers, the Dirty South.
And that's on your top 10 and mine, yes. So there's some commonality here. And Doc, what do you think?
What do I think? Okay. I totally dig it, and I'm unfamiliar with that CD. But the other one, which I can't remember the name of right now. Do you know that
Dirty
one?
South.
Decoration
yeah.
Day.
Decoration Day. Yeah. Thank you, yeah. That one was, I was playing the hell out of it, and you guys were playing Drive-By Truckers, and I wasn't making the connection. It's like that we were playing the same bands.
I figure KGU, they got rules, no Southern Rocks.
So. No.
They got rules. I know they got rules.
No punk, guidelines.
No punkabilly, okay? Honky-tonk. Yeah, rules and guidelines, there's a fine line between the two.
But this was one of the best shows this year. They did a two-night stand over at the Bluebird in the fall. And they changed up the set list. I went both nights. And each show was like 3 hours long.
I mean, it's worth going out to see these guys. A lot of the bands that we play live, there's always this like special magic of seeing this stuff. So get your butts out there. All right, Star Room Boys was the other track.
Yes.
I did like that a lot. I hadn't heard that one, Danny. That's I Can't Stand to Be Alone. And commonality between that and the first track we played by Japan Cakes is John Neff is in both bands. He's a pedal steel player and pedal steel player extraordinaire. The track we heard was Thumbs on the Scale. I think he's referring to that C-sharp minor diminished, whatever the hell he's playing in there. So it's pretty cool. But that was that really long, sleepy, relaxing pedal steel song that I really love that these guys are going, jeez, it's going on forever.
No. It was fine.
All right, good. It's good dinner music because people do eat dinner. Some of us would rather be eating dinner sometimes. All right. Well, we got a nice little set coming up here for you guys who are eating dinner. And this one is a popular song. We will admit that. But we all love this one. And I know, Danny, you were saying maybe they ought to have him on David Letterman or something. Robert Earl Keen is who we're talking about.
We were going to replace Alice's Restaurant with this next song. And here we're going to start the annual tradition, although I think Danny and I have been doing it for years already.
Just got to get more people on the bandwagon, that's
all. We are talking about Merry Christmas to the family for all you guys, and it's kind of sums up dysfunctional Christmases out all over the place here. This is going out for my folks.
Well, my family too.
All of ours and all of yours.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at our Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Nell. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA, chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. time the turkey turned the ball game on. Next margarita's when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean dip and some diet rinds. A box of tampons and some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. Remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw the breaker and the lights came on. And we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons and some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Up on Mom's TV set, an angel made of styrofoam holds Rita's cigarette. Santa waves an empty beer in his plastic hand. Everyone is here this year, it's Christmas time again. You know the kids are in their sleeping bags with every kind of toy. And Ken and Kay have hit the hay, and Dad's new lazy boy. Fran has got a cozy spot beneath the Christmas tree, sitting in his underwear, drunk as he can be. Last night we stuffed our stockings and hung a mistletoe. When Santa Claus came knocking, he looked like Uncle Joe. Someone put the coffee on and find the Tylenol. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays, you all. Of course, old Dad got Mom a flannel robe and Ken a socket set. Mom got Kay a super value pack of Nicorette. Kay got Ken a Nordic track and a new guitar for me. Ken got sister Spanish speaking lessons on CD.
Playing a couple Christmas songs, and I think that's about the end of our little Christmassy stuff there. But I gotta admit, we always laugh, and we love this Robert Earl Keen stuff. And that answer song, Danny, was there. We go.
What you had is where did my voice go? There had Merry Christmas from the family, and then a follow up, so to speak. Happy holidays, you all. And if you're a big Robert Earl Keen buff, you can also buy the book, the illustrated book, which has a live version of that song. And he did a video of it with his own family.
And hopefully they were all behaving. You know, everybody out there that's driving home or flying and doing all this stuff, everybody knows the holidays are a pretty tweaked point in time for everyone. And got to remember, not everybody's going to be around, and it's all here and now. So try to forget that baggage, and hopefully the plane doesn't do that to you. How's that? So we're about to roll into another one of the top 12.
There
this
you go.
This
yes.
would have fit my top 12. It didn't make the 10, but it should have. Richard Buckner, and Danny and I are both in agree, and this is a record that's kind of a mature Richard Buckner. He's experimenting with keyboards and some stuff again, and there's some great songs on here, and then there's some stuff that's, you know, not as strong as everything he's done, but I'm still plugging for this guy. He's got a VW commercial. Hopefully he's putting money in his gas tank so he can continue to drive around the country playing live music, because every time I see him, I enjoy it. And I don't know, live, very different sometimes. He's got the pedals. Danny and I were both down at the Climax Lounge for a great show.
Very experimental at times.
And that did it for me. I mean, artists got to keep growing. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play a track here. You got something you liked on that. So
a song that that I picked out was called Invitation, and the disc is entitled Dents and Shells on Merge Records. This is Richard Buckner on Route 78 West.
Talk to you outside in the open air, somewhere to take you to and watch you go anywhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
right, World in Harmony. There's a Christmas song going out for you guys. It's not really a Christmas song, but it is a wish for peace and happiness. That's an old outtake, Fleetwood Mac. It's Danny Kirwan, Peter Green, back when Fleetwood Mac was not a dirty word. And we played you an interesting set there. I thought that was pretty closely related to another record in my top 10. There's a little African honky-tonk there. It was Tanarawin with Amasa Kul and Tanare, which means farewell to the desert traveler. And it's a great record that has sort of this link to blues, link to a lot of stuff. And, you know, Radio 1190, especially Route 78 West, we play whatever we want to sometimes. And I like that so much it made me want to play it on this show. Just to make sure some of you guys that only listen to one kind of music, you know, you had to have a mint cookie here or something. So
that's actually what's really fun about when we all get together to do this.
Yeah.
Because we're making up these sets on the spot.
Yeah, it's all on the fly.
It's all like,
that's how come I get left in the dirt so often?
And sometimes I'm the fly in the ointment.
I'm over here with my little Hank Williams collection going, ah, crap.
We're dragging you to the current century. before that, I pitched in some. It was one of my favorite debut records of the year. A band called Blanche.
I like them.
I like that too, Danny. Yeah. That was a good...
CD's called If We Can't Trust the Doctors, and just chock full of funness.
Well, we're going to send you out of here pretty soon. Stick around. Bob's coming up with a music machine. Oh. And, you know, Bob,
that's the Haywoods right now.
Oh, that's the Haywoods.
That's one of mine.
Well, we're talking on it, Doc. What the hell? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll say stick around. Bob's coming up, and let's bring it up. Let's listen to the rest of it, all right?
All right.
All right.
I don't want you to feel slighted.
to sleep and a full moon looks. The night is so black that the darkness cooks. So bad. Come sneaking around, trying to drive me mad. Busting on my dreams, making me see things I don't want to see. Should a green minor leashy with a two-pronged crown.